bombs, explosions, deaths on every side, peace talks, and failed negotiations, a constant cycle which now takes center stage. But what has not been seen in this unfolding drama? What waits in the wings? You can see what is present. The future is hidden from your eyes. I have said that the events would begin in 2015 and that all previous events were just a preparation. The events would then speed up, one after another, each one linked, each one the next act of the drama, until all comes to a conclusion. These are the present moments. The curtain has opened. The drama has begun. Satan has written his script, prepared his actors, placed them in their positions, and now actively guides their steps. He knows the story he has written, quite a different script from God's original plan. He has the stage all to himself, having removed all those who would be able to oppose him. Only the church remains, the one light that still shines, set aside by world leaders and rejected by so many. This is my message. This drama of death, wars, terror, destruction, the division of countries, the millions who must flee their homes, the intense and useless sufferings, the failed plans, the weak initiatives, and the quick spread of evil will continue and become even more serious. If allowed to go to its conclusion and end according to Satan's script, nothing would be left. The only hope lies in the church, because there I will begin my intervention. I will enter this drama only through one door, the Roman Catholic Church. This will be evident to all. There will be signs from the very beginning, as clear as the sun rising. In the beginning, the world will only know that the woman has begun to act. What I will do and how I will accomplish this will still be hidden. By that time, the darkness will be so great that all will receive and welcome this rising sun. This hope and welcoming is extremely important. Then, I can accomplish all that I intend. The vision has its time. The Fatima vision will be the culmination of the drama. The death of the Pope, the bishops, priests, religious and laity in Jerusalem will be like a new Calvary, the greatest moment of darkness before the light of the resurrection. After the death of the Pope, the forces of evil will be spent. The tides will be reversed and will flow in the opposite direction. I will have gained the victory, the purification of the human race in the most merciful way of all. The Pope will take upon himself the sins of the world and relive the great mystery of the Lamb of God.